When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Good morning, Jay. Good morning, Key.
Good morning.
What's going on?
How you guys
Welcome.
Doing?
Woo!
All right, Jay. Calm
I got
down.
It. What? Thanks, Paulie. Had a mic problem. But it's all fixed now. Paulie fixed it.
They gave you the limp mic?
They gave me the limp mic.
You remember it's always a problem. It fell right on my phone the other day?
It did?
It's like fell. Boom.
Yeah, Key.
What's up?
Woo. Yeah. Yeah, Key. Key, do you know what happened last night? Do you know what happened, Key?
Your wife had another baby.
No.
it makes sense.
Yeah. I need to have surgery. So that cannot happen. Thanks for reminding me. I'll follow up. What? It's okay. It's okay that we go through it. Scott Foster, the curse is broken. The curse has been broken. I will do it again. Key, the curse has been broken, Key. The 13 straight games that CP3 has lost with Scott Foster as his referee has broken it. It's broken. I sent you a tweet yesterday, Max. You didn't even respond.
What, you tweeted
at me? Of your five jobs, you couldn't respond? What's wrong with you?
Jay doesn't care how much Paulie has to clean up. He'll continue to pop.
You see my tweet? I said, KD Trey, his greatness will show tonight regardless of what Max Kellerman says, rings aside.
You know what the problem with that
is? The reason CP3 finally beat Scott Foster. Mark it down.
I predicted yesterday KD would have a big game and the Suns would win. I did it on this just in. It was one of my Max facts. How do you like that?
It's a party.
Yeah, it is a party.
It's confetti on the ground everywhere. Paulie hates
y'all
me.
Y'all done yelling and screaming?
What do you mean, Key? I'm excited.
Yeah.
Come on.
The one guy is really good? That Kevin Durant guy.
And Devin Booker's pretty really, nicey, too.
Yeah, but then KD just something about him at the elbow. And he, get up high and just put it down. Every time he shot that thing, I'm like, oh, it's going in.
He gave you 21. They gave you 21 middies. Last night.
Yeah.
Man.
21 mid-range jumpers last night.
Jay.
Like, that's what that team does.
That was one of the problems with the Clippers is Kawhi kept counting by twos and Booker was counting by threes.
No, he said mid-range.
Middies.
He didn't say long range.
I understand. Kawhi was counting by twos with the midi, and Booker was counting by three.
Max,
you didn't listen to me. Here, Jay. You gotta listen to it. He's talking about the Suns.
I understand,
based
but
on
I'm
me
saying
talking about KD,
that's not the difference in the game. The difference in the game was Devin Booker, especially from deep. That's what I'm saying.
What was the difference in the game, Jay?
Go ahead, Key. Take it away.
No, I'm just asking you. What was the difference in the game? I was just talking about KD in the middies. Is all I was talking about, basically, because it just looked crazy how long he is. Nothing they could do. Even if they right up underneath him, when he elevated a couple of times, it was like, oh, well, ain't nothing you can do there. That's like a layup.
Well, I mean, the first possession off the bat, it was like that he caught the ball at the pinch post, which is like the elbow, right?
Yeah,
posted up
the elbow.
Russell Westbrook.
You call it the pinch post.
The pinch post.
I call it the elbow.
I'm just putting you on, Key. You know, P&R, I want to make sure that people don't get, you know, pick and roll. People don't get, you know, disoriented, confused. Pinch post, elbow. We teach.
This one, that
one right there. But Key, first possession in the game, right? So we talked about Ty Lue, Max, out coaching Monty Williams the first time around because there's no way you can allow KD not to get a bucket in the first 10 minutes of the first quarter like he did in game one or the last 5 minutes of the fourth quarter like happened game one. So the first four or five possessions, KD is getting the ball. And I give credit to Devin Booker because KD was aggressive at first. The end of the first half, when they're down like 11-12, Devin Booker went on a tear. And they started double-teaming Kawhi Leonard in the second half.
In the second half? Were you surprised that they didn't in the first half?
No, because you got the first half, you get a feel for the game. You see how Kawhi is coming out. But when they threw different coverages at him, even though with Brody having a good game, they challenged the bench. And look, the Clippers got – they got one, man. They got one on the road. That's what you're supposed to do.
Right. Yeah, they stole one on the road. You know, when they was up in the first half and Kawhi was cooking the way he was in Westbrook with Speedy Gonzalez, you know, he was doing nice in the first half. I thought I would wake up this morning and the Clippers would win. But then to close out the first half, you could see the Suns and Booker and company when he hit the three to tie it up, obviously, to go into halftime. You could just tell that game was probably going to shift the second half based on the momentum going in to halftime.
That's why I said he's counting by threes. It's like Kawhi was doing work in the first half, a lot of mid-range shots, and then Devin Booker with the three to tie it up, and then he picked up where he left off in the second half, early in the second half. He's hitting long-range shots. I mean, he's hitting all kinds of shots, but that was. I felt like to me that was the difference, that Book just got too hot.
Well, that's why I said, Max, at the beginning, the middies, right? So if you notice in the first half, Ty Lue had their bigs up on all their ball screens, right? So Zubac and company, they were up. So what that means is they're not in drop coverage. So when you're up on a ball screen, it forces the guard to make a play. Mm-hmm. But those guys, like, it called snaking off ball screen. CP3 is so good at coming off the ball screen, kind of like weave around the big, right? When they were able to make those middies in the first, mm-hmm. it opened up for long range because then they started going to drop coverage in the second half. And that's where these guys got – that's what guys like D-Book got hot, man. D-Book is going to be the key. Like, look, as much as we talk about Kevin Durant, D-Book is the most aggressive player on the Suns team.
And give KD credit for looking for him. He's obviously been looking for him all series and finding him.
And then the maestro at the end, CP3, closed it out. Once again, off all those ball screen actions, when you're in drop coverage, he's going to pick you apart.
There's free throws. There's layups for him, basically.
Yep. Booker ended
his signature. That's his signature shot. When you look at it, though, you say Book's going to be the key, right, Jay?
Yeah.
If for some reason he struggles, can Kevin Durant still push them as far as, you know, the Western Conference Final, even into the championship?
See, Key, I think the depth is going to have to be the answer for the Clippers. Not having Paul George really hurts them, man. They have Paul George. They would probably be favored.
Win the whole thing, right?
If they close to it.
Yeah.
But the thing that makes me worry about this for Kev, you know, Kawhi Leonard, Kev tried to cross him over. KD tried to cross him over last night.
Yeah, the one time he tried to cross him over. But he's too long. I meant to ask you that the other day. His damn arms are so long when you try to cross him over, and he slides and he puts those arms to the floor right there. It's done. You're done.
But it's almost so like that, like, first off, if you have to Google this picture. I showed it to Max. This is like a month ago, where Paul George and Kawhi Leonard are walking down the court together, uh-huh. and they're dapping each other up. Uh-huh. And you see Paul George's hand looks like a baby hand.
Yeah, it looks like a baby
hand. It looks like my daughter Penelope Rain's hand next to my hand compared to Kawhi Leonard's hand. His hands are massive, man. Massive. It's almost two hands for Kawhi for one hand for Paul George. So when KD tries to cross you, he puts that ball out there. He floats it. Kawhi just sits in that pocket, and when he yanks it, he almost takes KD's damn arm off.
They don't call him the claw for nothing, right?
So, like, that's a matchup. That's a matchup. Like, Kevin's going to have a hard time with that matchup.
Yeah, he got knuckles on the ground.
Oh, my God. Just dragging, Key. Just dragging. So,
Book with 38-9, by the way.
Different.
Assisted or scored on 60 points Tuesday. Devin Booker, that's 28 of the Suns' 33 third-quarter points. Suns shot 71% directly off of passes. I mean, and that's to even up a series at one apiece.
And they had to, right? It was a must-win game for Phoenix. I'm still impressed with the Clippers, man. Brody's playing. Brody's playing his ass off.
Jay?
What'd you say?
How fast is Westbrook cut?
But Key, you know where it is, though?
100 miles an hour to the cup.
He said it. He said, you know, when he was with the Lakers, when he was with your squad, when he would make a mistake, Darvin Ham would yank him quick.
Yeah.
Ty Lue was letting him play through those mistakes. And he's seen that to be the ultimate difference. Yeah. Just in the way he plays, how aggressive he is. He was making threes last night. He just even though Phoenix won, it doesn't make you think like Phoenix is just going to run away with this series. Yo, the Clippers are live, man. Without Paul George, what does that say about the Clippers?
Well, also, what does it say about Westbrook? You know, I never thought he had really lost much on the Lakers. He was in a bad situation, right? But he was still Westbrook. And let's not forget, Westbrook in the right situation, is a triple-double with 30 points. You know, like that. Is he really that much different of a player than that? So you really do have a superstar in Westbrook, depending on the situation, and this looks like a good situation, and much more assertive than Paul George, I think, in these situations.
I think this can go 6 or 7, man. This can go 6 or 7. I mean,
it's a shame Paul George is hurt, man. It would be this might be the two best teams in the league if the Clippers are fully healthy, right?
I mean, if PG were playing, I would pick the Clippers to win this series.
I think if Paul George is healthy, I might take the Clippers, period. Right? Like, they're this good. They got guys like Terrence Mann, and just one guy.
Eric Gordon knocking down shots
good
from the outside.
After another.
And they have depth, man, and they got the best coach maybe in the game right now in Ty Lue.
So, look, if they can get through this series, maybe Paul George does get back. But
yeah, maybe Tyler Hero gets back if Miami gets all the way to the NBA Finals.
Yes, if they get to the Finals, Hero's coming back.
Hero, they need you now. Not the Finals. Miami needs you now.
So the Suns win 123-109. As you said, Jay, the Clippers get the split on the road, which is the main thing, right?
Did you guys see CP3 give the praying hands to Scott Foster last night when the game was over? It's so good.
What's he now?
Three
when the game was over, Jay, I was probably in my
you're in the rim
third
sleep. I get it.
Dream or something.
What was they 3-17 now? Chris Paul in the playoffs with Scott Foster?
Oh, something. I don't know exactly the answer. I know the last 13 games, though, like he has not won.
Yeah.
0-13.
It only took Kevin Durant and Devin Booker. And a home game.
Whatever it takes. Get
and
that
the other team's
off your
missing
back.
Their
Please.
Second best player.
Get it off your back.
All right. The NBA made a decision yesterday. People were speculating about this yesterday, and we didn't even talk about it on the show because it seemed so ridiculous. It seemed so far-fetched to me. I'm like, why even bother talking about it? But it has come to pass. We're going to get into that. KJM, ESPN Radio.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max were presented by Progressive Insurance here on ESPN Radio and Sirius XM Channel 80. You can listen to us on the app. Click more on the lower right-hand corner of the ESPN app. Scroll down to live radio. We're right there, portable. Guys, yesterday, you know, the idea was floated before the show. Hey, should we talk about it didn't even, like, really occur to us that it's possible that Draymond would be suspended past just getting thrown out of the game. So like, we really didn't pay attention to it. Then throughout the day, I noticed a bunch of shows talking about, hey, should there be a suspension? And I'm thinking to myself, why are they even talking about should there be a suspension? It didn't make any sense to me. It seemed far-fetched. Well, guess what happened? Draymond Green, Warriors forward Draymond Green, the NBA has suspended him for one game for stepping on the chest of the Sacramento Kings, Domantas Sabonis. The league announced this last night. Quote, the suspension was based in part on Green's history of unsportsmanlike acts. That's a statement from the NBA. The Kings announced that Sabonis suffered a bruised sternum and is questionable for Game 3. Now, look, I made a lot of fun of, like, I thought it looked like a big act to me from both guys. And you don't know what's happening in someone else's body, right, how it's feeling. So Sabonis, you know, I don't want to make light of it if he's really in pain.
He has a sternum contusion.
Yeah, let me just make a prediction now. Maybe I'll be proved wrong again. He's questionable for game three.
He's questionable.
Let me just go out on a limb and say he will be playing in game three.
Stop it.
He may be playing, but you guys can't say that the man doesn't have a bruise.
Sure. He might have a bruise.
Why'd you say bruise like that? Bruise?
Well, it's just how I speak. If you don't like how I speak, then you should just turn to another station.
It's a bruise.
Boy, that was super defensive.
Yeah,
you just noticed that he's saying bruise a little bit.
It's a bruise.
Very defensive.
But in all honesty, though, you look at somebody that size smashing down on somebody, regardless to what we might think. We may look at it and go, But you know that hurts like hell when somebody with a size 18 shoe is squeezing down on you. I mean, Sabonis might be fragile in that area. He may be, not strong in that area. Who knows? But at the end of the day, I was shocked that Draymond got suspended for a game. It wasn't even something I even thought about.
Man, give me a single shot here. You see what I'm holding, NBA? You see what this is? This is called tissues.
Well.
Soft! The NBA is the reason why people think NBA players are soft. Yep. For stuff like this.
First of all, it's called toilet paper. And second of all,
toilet paper, tissue paper, whatever you want to call it. They're the reason.
Paulie, get in here and clean this up.
Clean all this stuff up, Paulie.
Max,
no,
let me ask you a question.
Let me finish my point, Key. Hold on.
Okay, go ahead.
This is why I have a problem with it. I have a serious problem with it. It's what do we hear people say about the league all the time, Key? This guy hurt his finger. He's on the IR for 5 days. You guys are soft. Or somebody gets caught with the elbow. It's an elbow. Like, we want to see more aggression. We want to see more physicality. Like, I saw Quentin Grimes with blood on his face. I'm like, yeah, it's the playoffs. Thank you. Like, I get the push off. He got ejected. He got ejected from the game. And I understand the history. Now, if you want to say, if the reasoning for this comes out, that the reason why the NBA suspended him for one game in the playoffs is because it was the way he acted with Adam Silver in the stands and him yelling at the crowd and that being a really big thing. Okay, and I get it. But this is playoff basketball. Playoff basketball. So the NBA suspending him is the reason why players get angry at this whole narrative with them being called soft.
I don't think – I think
it was a history. To be honest with you, Jay, I think it was a history of many things – a repeat offender of all sorts of stuff that they don't like. And I think that is the reason
Jay's cleaning up his own
that
mess.
He got suspended. I honestly do. I think that they looked at the history and they said, okay, this guy's a repeated offender, so let's just take him off the court. Now, Max, to you, who said you can't call it tissue paper? Why does it have to be toilet paper? who said that?
You're saying who's the white guy who decided that?
You say it however you want to. Who decided that?
There was a white guy that invented this?
Well, that's a good question. I have no idea. But no, but Key thinks that there's some white guy, I don't know, 100 years ago or so, who decided all these things, and he wants to know who it is.
Well, sure, it wasn't no brother. Now, what else was it? It wasn't no brother.
Not 100 years ago.
Yeah, not 100 years ago. Decide anything.
Hey,
to the point we couldn't even decide whether or not we was gonna wake up. So, think about it.
That took a dark turn, so to speak.
No, it did not take a dark turn. You started.
That took a Draymond Green turn.
Max started it. I wanted to be able to clarify that Jay, 100 years ago decided nothing.
We had no choice.
We did not decide what we could eat. We did not decide where we could eat.
And yet you could still vote before women could.
But look.
All right. Hence why we should vote for Draymond not to be suspended. This is BS.
Hey, listen.
Come on.
Listen, I want to get back to that, Key, because, Jay, your objection is that, hey, the league has this reputation of being too soft. This plays into it. Key, you're saying, yes, he had a reputation. This is my problem with the suspension, okay? I don't mind the ejection. I think basically that was two T's in one. First the stomp and the jump off. They're like, that's just too flagrant. You're
ejection.
Out. Okay. But the suspension, here's my problem. If there is some rule, like when he got suspended for one game in 16 against the Cavs, right? He had X number of techs. The next one was going to be an automatic suspension. He got teed up. He's out of there the next game. I got no problem with that. But if it's just arbitrary, like Like Adam Silver, who I think is an excellent commissioner, but if he's, it doesn't mean he's perfect. If he's sitting there going, you know what, this guy has enough of a thing in the past, you know, he suspended a game. That's not okay. That's just kind of arbitrary. There's no rule in place there dictating any of that. So why should it? Because it's Draymond Green and he did it. He can't play the next game. And if it's Jay Will, he can based on reputation.
You look at the history in professional sports, team sport that is. There's many people that have constantly been suspended for prior incidents. Bill Romanowski comes to mind in football, right? Constantly doing something. So eventually they take you off the field. Burfict, several years ago, constantly doing something, they take him off the field. In basketball, Dennis Rodman had a reputation for doing outlandish things. Guess what? The moment that they could take him off the court, they took him off the court. And I think the same thing right now for Draymond Green. Even if he was never suspended at all, he was doing things in other games. Like I don't remember what game it was. It might have been Boston. I said, Jay, a month ago or so, it was a team. But Draymond just was going on and on. And yeah, it might even been Memphis.
Brandon Clark, he did the same thing when he got suspended.
Then what you got to do is say, the next time this happens, there will also be a suspension. You can't just after. I mean,
it was a combination of it being flagrant to ejection, and now it was all that. Like, I feel like the ejection was warranted for the action, but that should have been it.
Right.
That should have been it.
I'm highly critical of Draymond's inability now in several key moments of his playoff career to control himself in a way that it affected the team. That's a separate issue,
yes.
You're right, Jay, from being unfairly suspended without warning based on something
they have already told the Warriors as well as Draymond in his last meeting with the commissioner's office or whoever y'all go see, Jay. They probably have said to him, next time you get ejected,
If they have done that, then I feel differently.
Well, because Adam Silver was in the building, the taunting after the ejection. That's the reasoning behind it, then maybe okay. But Keith, back to my original point about this. Yo, the same people on air all day yesterday and last night that have been calling the NBA soft forever have also now called for, it's passing. I'm like, no, stop. Like, you can't have it both ways. Like, guys used to come down the lane and get clotheslined. And people say, oh, we missed that aggressiveness, 79. That physicality of the game. And this one, like, I get, like, the liftoff and how it may look. But, like, let's not ruin the game following the next game. Let's not do that.
I wouldn't want him suspended. I want to see him play, but I certainly, as you know, Jay, I certainly understand.
Yeah, man.
Why they suspended?
Fine.
Here's the next thing.
I disagree with it.
Here's the next thing.
Yeah. You should write a letter.
I'll write a letter to all those people too. Like,
why don't you write a letter?
All
to
on social media.
Office?
Well, you know, if this were a black guy, you guys are racist. I'm like, shut up with the race. It's not black or white.
Are you hearing that?
See, yeah. Stop it. Stop
no,
with
it
all.
No, it has nothing to do with that.
Nothing to do with race,
Max.
Black, white, nothing. One player jumped off another. He got ejected. Regardless of color, stop with that dumb stuff.
Well,
that should have been it.
Unless it was
Max,
a white guy, then suspend him. No.
Max, right, why don't you and Jay reenact that? Lay on the ground, Max. Jay, go jump on top of you. See what happens to Max if you get suspended from ESPN.
Oh, I'm going to go get an X-ray.
You think Jimmy P would suspend me? You think I'd get suspended for jumping off Max? I might collapse Max's rib cage.
I would have to appeal to Jimmy Pitaro's to point to Jay Will's past of misbehavior and additional suspension. That's right.
Look at this floor. It's a mess.
A mess. Look at you.
What's going? What did we talk about that tweet yesterday? The guy who had a 22-week pregnant wife, his two kids.
Oh, yeah, on the airplane.
On the airplane?
An airline attendant told a guy's wife who was pregnant 22 weeks, she had two little toddlers, an infant and a toddler, to clean up the mess of popcorn around the seat.
Paulie, come out here and clean this. Not joking.
Paulie,
I'll clean it up. I'll clean it up, Paulie.
We got a nice clock y'all need to clean up. How about that?
Go ahead, Max.
Don't you know his wife is probably 22 weeks pregnant?
No, she's not. Please.
Probably.
Please do not.
Does it make it worse that Joe Dumars, who's the executive vice president, head of basketball operations made that decision.
Louder, Max. I can't hear you.
Are the Grizzlies frauds?
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, were presented by Progressive Insurance. Here's a provocative question, Jay. Key. Just going to come out and say it. I'm going to ask it. Are the Memphis Grizzlies frauds, Jay? Are they frauds?
Frauds is an aggressive term.
Yes, that's why I said it. It's explosive.
They're young. They're a young squad. They're a young squad who barks probably a little bit too much. Like when I hear Golden State bark, that bark is warranted. Mm-hmm. They've won chips. Mm-hmm. They can back it up by saying, hey, look at these, you know, $100,000 rings that we got on. We got on multiple, right? Whereas Memphis hasn't won anything. But that's also their edge, their chip. Now, to me, this is more of a question, I think, towards a guy like Dylan Brooks. Mm-hmm. Like, I think Dylan Brooks is the persona that the team takes on in conjunction with Ja Morant. But I'm not sure Dylan Brooks is going to be there long term. So, look, do they bite off more than they can chew at times? Sure.
That's interesting. You think, like, it may be the case that the team's reputation, where people just seem to really dislike them, is actually about Dylan Brooks?
Most of the time, yeah. It's that's what it is.
Good defender, right? Though.
I mean, Ja Morant, he dances, but, like, this Ja Morant seems likable to me. Doesn't he to you guys? Would you guys agree?
When he's not acting a fool in the club, yeah.
But I hear you on that. But, like, overall, as a basketball player, do you like him?
Yeah, he's my favorite player to watch.
Jaren Jackson, Jaren Jackson?
Oh, yeah.
Steven Adams, like, he's just an enforcer. You like Steven Adams.
Sure.
And so it comes down to the persona of it being Dylan Brooks.
That's a good point.
Well, I think you can point to Dylan Brooks, no question about it, Jay, right? The question was, are they frauds? And here's how I would sum it up. There are teams in sports that you look at and you build up and you say, okay, they're going to do this. And every single year, they wind up not doing it. At some point in time, they become frauds. They become a bunch of paper champions, so to speak. And they're headed in that direction. So when you look at young teams like Boston, for instance, Boston went to the finals. Even though they lost, they went to the finals because 4 years ago, the question was, do they need to break up this team? Did they miss their opportunity in their window? And they kept hacking at it. When you look at Memphis, and I understand Ja's been in and out of the lineup here in the playoffs last year and then again this year, possibly could miss some significant time. When you lose, you lose. And at some point, fans are going to get tired of getting them to a point and can't finish the deal. It happened to the Clippers in Lob City. You become frauds.
So here's the issue that I have. It's slightly different, guys. I agree with that analysis. And of yours, I think it's a really good point. A lot of this is about Dylan Brooks. But my issue is this. teams like Memphis, or at least who have the reputation, even if it's mainly about Brooks, are good for sports because they play the bad guy. And as I always say, we understand the world through storytelling, right? This is how the human brain understands things, makes sense of it. And stories are only as interested as characters and how invested you are in them and what are their obstacles. And bad guys are good for stories. But you need the bad guy to stick around. Bad guy gets knocked out in the first round. What's that really do for you? So this kind of approaches the idea of are they frauds, because you want them to be good enough, to be substantive enough, you know, to be substantial enough as a team to last several rounds, so you can they can be the team you love to hate. If they get bounced in the first round, what are they? Is there something they can do, Jay, to get to be, like, you know, are they a move or two away from be, what is
we've
it?
We've been talking about Jalen Brown has become all NBA for the Boston Celtics. We talked about teams that would be a good fit for him, the Atlanta Hawks, depending upon what they decide to do with Trae Young, which is a whole other conversation because he's been getting strapped up in these playoffs. If you look at his last 8 playoff games, that seems to be trending in that direction that the Hawks are going to potentially move him. I mean, a report came out literally the day of the play-in game when they're playing against the Miami Heat, essentially where they were talking about offloading him in the offseason. So Atlanta could be a place. Memphis could be a place for Jalen Brown. Pascal Siakam, potentially, if they want to unload him. Toronto for Memphis.
Let's talk about Memphis. Forget about Atlanta for a second.
I brought it back to Memphis.
Jalen Brown, Pascal Siakam, either one of those two guys, you put them on the team, and do you take Dylan Brooks off the team, or are you leaving Dylan Brooks on the team?
I'll take Dylan Brooks off the team.
So you replace... I'm not
playing GM right now because I don't know their cap.
Yeah. But the idea of it. Yeah.
The idea of it, yes.
So if you take...
But also, Max, I want to go back to the other point.
Go ahead.
3 years ago, they won 38 games. Mm-hmm. They beat Golden State in the play-in tournament. Last year, they won 56 games. They finished second in the West, okay? Ja Morant got hurt in that series against Golden State, which is like a redeem thing for Golden State. And this year, Ja Morant is hurt again. So to what Key's saying, maybe in that direction, but they haven't really been here
they've been
rising from the ashes, actually.
No, that's true. That's true, Jay. When you have the hype behind you, right? It people expectations are different because they've had so much notoriety in a short period of time. So the expectations are they're this great team, and they're supposed to, every single year, be right in the final, be right in the Western Conference Final, fighting a team because when you have a guy like Ja, who is supposed to be the savior of the NBA and everything else, when it don't go that way, but people start to look at it.
This is not always linear,
yeah,
I get
but,
it.
But Key, yeah. it would've, I mean, look, if Ja didn't get hurt, like but granted, first time in the playoffs at that stage, Golden State, fine. Ja Morant hurt again. I understand what you're saying.
I'm just telling you the way – I'm not saying today. Yeah. I'm saying once they get bounced, where does it go?
So
people will start to shake that thing up and start to say, well, man, they all don't hear about them no more. All they are is a bunch of hype.
So who's more of a fraud? If we're going back to that draft class, who's more of a fraud? The Memphis Grizzlies or the New Orleans Pelicans?
Well, the Pelicans don't chirp as much as the Grizzlies.
I agree, but the Pelicans aren't finishing second or third in the Western Conference.
Right. So the issue with the best home record in the NBA. The issue with Memphis is, and I think it's a good point, Jay, they just showed up, right? And it's also a good point to counter what Key is saying is progress is not always a smooth line up. It could be jagged. But when you take the Golden State Warriors 6 games and they win the chip, and your best guy is hurt for a lot of that series, the next year people want to see, can you take the next step?
They did.
Well, except that their guy is hurt again.
Well,
and you can't
control that, though.
No, you can't. But, Jay, people, you say it every day, all the time. People that watch this stuff and pay attention to this stuff and write about this stuff, they don't care that Ja's hurt. All they know is that the Grizzlies are the hype machine, and it doesn't look like that they're going to beat the Lakers, and they'll be bounced in the first round is the way it's looking. They're not going, he's hurt, he's out, he's this. They're not doing that.
As a two-seed, and by the way, Jay, to your point about –
then they're wrong, Key. But then they don't know what they're talking about.
To your point about Jalen Brown, they don't have that if their next guy is – it's not. But if it's Dylan Brooks, if you can replace him with a guy who might be able to carry you if Ja Morant is down for a couple days, now it's a different situation. So I think actually your idea is a very good one. That's the position they need to upgrade, right? They need a defensive guy but who can also score. Of course, then they might lose their identity as the bad guys, right? All right. 888-SAY-ESPN. How are you feeling about Memphis right now? Did Jay, by the way, upset Donovan Mitchell?
What?
This guy in the world, right? Donovan Mitchell. Jay just... We're going to get into that, KJM, ESPN
Radio.
Guess
he won't be on the show anytime soon.
No, he'll come on the show.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Electric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Electric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Boy, that Donovan Mitchell, what a player. Great kid too, everyone loves him. Fine young man. All NBA, one of the three teams. Lot of good players in the backcourt. Today's NBA, lot of good ones. But Donovan Mitchell, well, everyone just loves him, and he seems to get along with everyone.
That's my guy.
Yesterday, I figured he'd go off for a 35 or whatever, but he was finding teammates with some dimes.
Career high, 13 assists.
So March 24th, our very own Jay Will did his all-NBA team and did not have Donovan Mitchell on it. And what did Donovan Mitchell do, Jay?
Oh, he responded in the comments.
What did he say?
He sent his little smiley face, laughing.
Laughing that he was not one of the top six guards in the NBA this season.
What if he was laughing? It was such a great list.
Brought a smile to his face.
Could that be the case, Jay?
Whatever the case was.
All right, let's see your all NBA rankings here. It's on ESPN2 right now. Luka, Ja, Tatum, Giannis, and Embiid or first team. No problems there.
I mean, if you want to have Dame on first team,
Dame on second team.
I got no problem.
Shea Gilgeous-Alexander. Damian Lillard, that's your backcourt for your second team with KD, Sabonis, and Jokic in the front court. And then on the third team, De'Aaron Fox and Steph in the backcourt. By the way, with Jaylen Brown, who could also count as a backcourt player, LeBron and AD. You know what's funny? To me, it feels like, Mitchell should be on
one
of these teams, but which one?
Look, first off, D. Mitch is one hell of a player. And I've known D. Mitch for a long time. I did not think Donovan Mitchell will become the player he is today when I used to see him play at Louisville. I thought he was a good player. I didn't know he would turn into a phenomenal player. So respect to D. Mitch for that. I'm okay. Like, look, this is fluid all the time, right? So things change. It's hard. Dame, Luka at top. You got Ja Morant. If you want to put him over Ja Morant, okay. Wherever you guys want to insert him, six spots.
I agree with you, Jay.
When you do these lists and stuff like that, do you not factor in one's postseason appearance?
Regular season award.
So, but I'm saying you don't factor into the fact that they got their team into the postseason.
You want to drop Luka?
Well, it's more of a.
I'm asking
to
Jay,
me,
Max.
All NBA is more of an individual award. You can factor, I guess, some team aspects into it for sure, but it's more of an individuality award.
See, I would think that, like, for me, if I was doing this, I always like to factor in did they get their team to the postseason? Because, you know, and it doesn't all fall on one guy a lot of the times, but in basketball, one guy could change your fortunes. That's why a lot of people go out and get one guy in a blockbuster trade. That's why I would be like, and I understand Luka, I get it, Dame Lillard, I understand it, but when they're not headed in the postseason.
So are you leaving Luka, who averaged this year 32, almost 9-8, are you leaving him off all three of your all-NBA teams, Keith?
Everybody else on the NBA on his list right there in the postseason, right?
I agree. And by the way,
who
I think
am I missing?
Shay.
That's in
OKC.
Okay, so Shay. See,
I'm not leaving Doncic off, period.
The problem is, for me, I'm saying, is I would have to factor in where their team is at.
Key, I agree, but I'm asking you a question. I think that's a very good point. And normally, if it was for MVP, for example, no, get out of here, right? But it's all NBA, and there are three teams. Are you saying that because his team isn't in the postseason, Luka would not be one of the six guards that you would select as all NBA? Six?
It would be hella tough. It would be hella tough. So now I have to look at everything, right? I got to look at all sorts of different criterias. If I'm going to have a guy in there that's not in the postseason, even though he had a phenomenal regular season.
I hear you. I'm not leaving Shea off. I'm not leaving Luka off. I'm not leaving Steph
because
or
even
Dame
if I
off.
Even if I take Dame off and I put Donovan Mitchell in, is that a crime?
To me,
or moving around?
No, that's why I said it's fluid.
It from, you know, I move Steph to two and Donovan to three or something like that. Is that a crime?
No, it's not a crime. Luka, I mean, look, CP3 and Trae Young made it last year.
When you told me CP3, man, you heard my voice.
You said,
I'm like,
what?
Huh?
I mean, I guess the best argument would be, I'm not taking Steph off. I'm not taking Dame off. I'm not taking Shea or Luka off. That's four. So you're looking at Ja and De'Aaron Fox. But you know what really is? If you're not the first or second best guy at the position, you're in a group usually with five other guys who have just as good a case as you.
I mean, if you want to take De'Aaron Fox off, okay.
How could you take De'Aaron Fox off and he just wheeled his team?
Yes, I'm not taking him off.
Look, this is my list. This is my list.
By the way, Jalen Brunson's
not on. My list is already set
on.
Up. This is what my list is. This is up to you guys. Who would you guys take off? My list is already out there.
I don't know. Jalen Brunson, by the way, is a guy who deserves consideration. Like, there's a lot of dudes, guys.
I look at it as I would have to look at the postseason. It's almost like the MVP. When a guy, you doing everything, but it's your team doing everything. You can get off individually all day long in hoops. You know that, Jay, because you got the ball. You can pull up, shoot. You can hot dog. You can do everything. Put up points in buckets. But yet, in the end, where is the team?
Well, look, the team was in the four seed in the Western Conference. After being in the Western Conference Finals, they're four seed in the Western Conference until they traded everything, all the extra parts.
I can't give
them
credit
for Kyrie Irving, and then they didn't make the playoffs.
I can't blame Kyrie, and I can't give them extra credit.
But Luka had them four seed.
I can't blame Kyrie.
If one dude is there and he hasn't been the four seed, and then you add another guy, thin out the roster, I'm not going to blame the dude who had him in the four seed.
No, but then the dude that had him in the four seed should be able to play with anybody and get it done.
He was getting it done until they made the move.
The guy that you're talking about should be able to play with anybody and get it done.
Are you arguing
that go for
that
LeBron,
Luka,
too?
Because you're first? Is that what you're arguing?
What's that?
Are you arguing that Luka's on your first team?
Well, no, Luka's on one of the three teams is what I'm saying. Okay.
No,
I'm not taking
arguing,
him off all three teams.
He's trying to communicate that it's Kyrie's fault.
Well,
they're down
I mean,
the
no, it's not just Kyrie's fault. They thinned out the roster and brought in Kyrie. They made it worse, KJM.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.